We're partnering with the Persecution Project Foundation right now to help embattled Christians that are being attacked for their faith in the Sudan. Go to ChristmasAirlift.com right now and give whatever you can to help these dear families in the Sudan. ChristmasAirlift.com.
Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This man of God was in prison last week, but maybe not for what you think. Herb Burns is an author. Loves Jesus. He sings, he preaches, he writes. He's an educator. He's a gifted man of God. Herb, why were you in prison last week?
I was with the VIP choir, which is Voices in Praise from Calvary Baptist Church. They went to Pennsylvania. They sang in prisons, healthcare facilities, nursing homes, child daycare centers, and they sang inspirational Christian music. And they also performed the musical of Daniel. And when we were in prison, nine prisoners came to seek Christ. So they were set free while they were still incarcerated.
It's really cool. You shared that in Wednesday in the Word this morning with our guys. You went to prison. You left having been a part of seeing Christ set nine captives free. We're at Wednesday in the Word. It's a little bit loud still because we're at Dario still. But I got a chance to sit down with you. We got Big B here on our street team. You have written a book that is just rich. And the thing I love about it is it's like you've got this all these different contributors. Talk about Never Stop, pursuing God's mission and vision for you.
Well, I have to lay a little background. I never thought I'd be an author. I was failing at something, and I said, God, I give up. If it's not your will, what do you want me to do? What can I do for you? And he said, use your talents to spread my word. Well, at that point, I said, God, I have never read your Bible from beginning to end. I never thought I'd be an author. My first book was Route 66, A Journey Through the Bible. Then when I finished that, I said, God, what's next? He said, don't you understand? Never Stop. So that became the series, my next three books, Never Stop Asking, Discovering, and Sharing. Those three words have changed people's lives. Then the next Never Stop Teaching and Leading. Help heal our nation. We're in a terrible time in our nation right now, and it needs healing, and Christians are the ones that can heal our nation. And it led me to the third Never Stop series, Never Stop Pursuing God's Vision and Mission for You. A very simple but powerful book. There's four chapters in the book. The first chapter, look at yourself. Look in the mirror. Imagine Jesus looking at you in the mirror. What does he see when he looks at you? Chapter two, look at the Bible. We have to be connected with the Bible every day. Third chapter, look at others. And there are amazing stories and testimonies from men that are here on Wednesday in the Word and other people I've come in contact with. And then the last chapter, look for opportunities. Find what your opportunity is that God wants you on for his mission and vision in your life. And when we look at the Bible, we are reminded of a very important verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And we don't know what those plans are unless we speak to Jesus and God, that he can direct us in our path.
And you, for this last book, you got a bunch of crazy people to write some chapters, to write about their stories. What was that like, getting people like my friend, a Christian educator, Richard Hardy, and others?
Well, you know, it's amazing. All we have to do is look around. There's so many people that have amazing stories. There was one story, and it was titled, Choose the Correct Mirror to Look At. And it says, one day I looked into another mirror, the mirror of God's Word. He called me to spread his amazing word through Christian radio and media. And I am here with that person. So Stu Epperson has contributed God's mission and vision. And there are so many others. A man who was in prison who was set free when he came to know Christ. An atheist who found Christ. and is now teaching Bible classes, and many, many other stories. Each one of us are unique in God's plan and vision in this world.
What a blessing. And Herb Burns, he's the author of this book, Never Stop Looking in the Mirror, Looking at the Bible, and Looking Up to Christ.
Looking for opportunities and looking at others. You know, our education never stops. When we look at what other people have done, we always learn from it.
Well, little did I know when he sent me an email saying, hey, write some words up on how Christ has changed your life by looking in the Bible and all you're doing now. I had no idea it'd be in a published book. Congratulations, my friend. And you made a special presentation not too long ago to a bunch of guys at Wednesday in the Word. Talk about that and all those men that stood up there receiving copies.
Yeah, that's amazing. What an honor to be here. By the way, if you're in the Triad area, go to any Dario's Wednesday morning, because there is a Wednesday in the Word every morning where you'll hear the gospel spread to you, shared with you. You'll be inspired, enriched, and engaged when you finish. So these men in here, conversations with them, I just discovered they have special stories to share on how they found God's vision and mission for them. And it's just inspiring. If you want to get the book, it's easy to find. I mean, you can go to all the bookstores, but you can also go to herbburns.com, my website. You also can look at a video on that book as well. So look in the mirror today. Ask God, what can I do for you? Tell me what my mission and vision is, and you will find it.
And what are your other books, real quick, folks want to learn more about Herb Burns and all the different things you've written?
Yeah, the first book is called A Route 66, Have You Found Your Route in Life? And there's 66 books in the Bible. After I read each book of the Bible, I did a painting for that book of the Bible, a little history and how you apply it in the world. And then the next book was Never Stop Asking, Discovering, and Sharing. Those three words, ask, discover, and share, have changed people's lives, not only in family, but work and in faith. Then the third book is called Never Stop Teaching and Leading, Help Heal Our Nation. It talks about in these times, the crisis, what leaders need to be doing in these times, what we need to be doing as Christians in these times, what we need to be doing as parents in these times. And then it led me to the Never Stop Pursuing God's Mission and Vision for You. It's like I said, I never thought I'd be an author. God has a plan for me. And my next book is going to be a prophetic science fiction book called The Tower. So look for that to come.
And, you know, speaking of never stop, you're in, like, your retirement years, Herb Burns, and you're writing books, and you're, you know, conquering the kingdom. What's going on with that? Why aren't you chasing a little white ball? Why aren't you just kind of going off to the beach and disappearing? You're out here ministering, serving, discipling men, speaking to young people, teaching Spanish. What's going on with that?
Well, let me tell you, you know, God wants us to never stop doing what we're doing for Him. Just Google Three Men for Thee. We also have a podcast, and we interview people in the realms of politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. Stu Epperson was one of our guests as well. We also have interviewed Rafael Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz's father. We've interviewed Gary Chapman. It's easy to find. Just Google Three Men for Thee. And I did a matrix check the other day, and our podcast is being listened to by people in 14 countries across the world. So God just opens the doors for us.
We're going to put a picture of you making that special presentation to the men of Wednesday in the Word, and the different people that you talked to, that you actually took a book and you compiled some powerful stories of people.
Oh, amazing.
And all kinds of stories. And how God, everyone has a story, right? Everybody has a story, and everyone needs to be sharing their story. Final word, will you?
Before the day's over, speak to God, look at the Bible, and find your direction for tomorrow.
What's your website?
Website is www.herbburns.com.
Okay, you'll meet Herb there at herbburns.com. We'll put this as a podcast. We'll put some pictures up of all of us getting that special. I was honored to be in that group, and not everyone was there, but what a blessing. Herb, thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing, and all the others that have shared their testimonies and missions and visions for God.
This is the Truth Network.